The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Here we are, and live with the brand new equipment here at Vashon, the Family Services. That's where I'm from, but here we get to, I'm not going to say experiment with the new equipment, because Truman gave me a crash course, but I'm going to be stumbling through this, so bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. But Tom Walston, your host here for Adventures in Recovery, every Tuesday at 1:30. Here at KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington. Got a couple of interesting guests with me today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be hearing from them in just a couple minutes. And how was your weekend, everybody? Did you have a safe Memorial weekend? I always thought it was interesting when people would say, Happy Memorial Day. And I'd say, well, okay, but isn't Memorial Day about honoring people that we've lost in the past? I don't know. Happy just didn't seem to really fit in with that whole thing. Have a memorable Memorial Day, maybe would be more like it. That's just my two cents on the situation. So weather was not ideal for a three-day holiday weekend for many of us. But you know what? It is what it is, and there are things we can control and things we cannot control. We've got a whole beautiful, long summer ahead of us. You know, I did mention that we have a couple of interesting guests with us today, and first of all, I think we should probably introduce Mary Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Mary, I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you, Tom. It's really great to be with you.
And folks, just to let you know a little bit about who Mary Rose is, she's a long time Islander. Well, how long have you been with us on the island?
Since 2010.
Well, yeah, that qualifies, Mary, believe it or not.
Okay, good. I've crossed the threshold.
You've definitely crossed the threshold, and you've also been a member of Vashon Youth and Family Services in more than one capacity. Is that correct?
Always with Family Place and different roles.
Different roles. And when she says different roles, Family Place encompasses a lot of different services for a lot of different parts of the family. And there's one event that's coming up that I think Mary would be happy to tell you all about.
Sure. Thank you very much, Tom, and welcome. I'm happy to be here chatting with Vashonites today about what we do at Family Place, which, as you know, is a program of Vashon Youth and Family Services. And it's our program that focuses on families with young children from pre-birth up to about 5 or 6 years old. So one of the important things for families, first and foremost, is keeping their children safe. And we help parents with that all the way through, from pre-birth to afterbirth, to the toddler phase, and then the running around, crazy and wild and exploring phase. And so safety is a very important topic for our families. Mm-hmm. So this coming Monday, June 1st, at Family Place, which, by the way, is located at the Methodist Church, we have a beautiful playroom there, we're having a safety fair, and we have experts coming to share information about how to keep your children safe in the water, around fire, with their bikes and their helmets, and of course, highly important, car seats. It's going to be a really fun event, actually, starting at 6 o'clock, and kids are welcome too. We're going to have a family dinner, and then there will be presentations from the Vashon Fire Department. They'll be talking about fire safety, car seats. And then Deja Star with Vashon Bikes will be talking about bike safety and helmets. Mm. And then we have an expert to come and talk with us about water safety, which is way more than boats and beaches, as you may know. It's any small body of water that a child could fall into, as we know.
Probably including a bathtub.
Exactly. A bathtub, even a toilet, a puddle, a small wading pool. So do come, bring your little children, have dinner, and meet with some of these experts. Also, the fire department will be doing a brief presentation on CPR with children. So it's from 6 to 7:30 next Monday, this coming Monday, June 1st.
And it's all free.
It is all free.
Well, you can't beat that. So gather the family and, let's say you have your first kid. You're a young couple. You have your first kid and you're scared to death. How do we protect this little baby? I mean, there's so many things you have to change around the house. There's so many things that are so necessary, including who would think of just covering up their electrical outlets in their house? Mm-hmm. You know, there's caps for that now, and there's little things that typically the normal adult would even cross their mind. But with a youngin' around, boy, there's a lot that could happen and that could go haywire real quick. So let's protect those babies. And, you know, Mary, you were talking about even pre-parents. And I don't know, does VYFS still have the baby box program?
We do.
Well, do you want to talk about that for just a minute? I think that's a fascinating thing, especially, you know, we had the diaper drive a while back.
Absolutely. And that helped a lot. Our baby box is now called a welcome baby box for families that are expecting a new baby. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely little box, actual little box. It has diapers in it. It has a blanket. It has a Vashon Island baby t-shirt, onesie. It has a sleeper. It has your baby's first book. And other items that can help you in your journey of parenting.
That's
so
beautiful.
The welcome baby is where your journey with Family Place starts. Come and get your baby box.
Absolutely. So if you need to, if you're pregnant right now and have a baby, you know, it's going to be coming up. How do they get kind of in it? The word wouldn't be enrolled in it, but how do they become a recipient?
The easiest way is to go to the VYFS, Vashon Youth and Family Services website. Under programs, look for Family Place, and there's information about how to contact us. And there's actually a little link to a form to request a welcome baby box.
Nice. So if you might not have a baby coming around, but you might have friends or family or, you know, sons or daughters that might be starting a new family, check it out. What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And for those of you that are beyond the baby stage, we always welcome contributions. A lot of people shop through Costco. While you're filling your shopping cart, so to speak, have them throw in a case of diapers.
Don't forget the wipes.
You need to introduce Emmy.
Yeah. Hey, Emmy Bell is with us today, too, ladies and gentlemen. Emmy, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here, Tom.
And Emmy's been a part of pretty much all these programs as long as I can remember. And we partnered up a little bit for the original diaper drive. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of, I think we got a little tired of the baby crying. we had a goal.
We're
every week we'd be broadcasting how much further we are to meeting our goal. And if we hadn't reached it yet, we had a track of a baby crying. It got to be old after a while, but it was a lot of fun. It just kind of added a little variety to the show.
It got our attention, though.
It definitely, and I'll tell you what, I think it affected some of the contributions.
Yeah, we did pretty well.
People started sending in diapers. It's like, well, we're going to keep that baby crying for a while. It was just a sound effect.
That's great. But let me say, if you haven't had a baby in the last 10, 20, 30 years, check out the baby supply aisle at the grocery store and see how much diapers are these days and wipes. They are expensive.
It's crazy.
So that diaper drive has been so helpful We have people coming in all the time who need diapers.
And it's ongoing. We really appreciate it. That drive is ongoing.
Diapers, the need for diapers is ongoing.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Emmy. And the diaper drive is still going.
Wow, times sure have changed over the last, well, every month it seems like they changed. But, I mean, over the last 5 or 10 years, you know, I remember, well, we're not going to go into diaper talk right now, but the times, they have changed, and the babies still need a changing.
That's right.
Oh, you are funny, Tom.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Didn't miss it. I did not miss it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've been sitting here talking about some of the services that VYF provides for the community. And by the way, if you do have a donation you'd like to drop off, most of you realize that we're just across the street from what's called the General Store, and we're also in the back parking lot of Vashon High School. You can't miss us. So, and Molly will be our star receptionist. We'll be happy to accept any donation that you feel like you want to drop off. So,
I have a new program, a couple of new programs I'd like to tell people about.
We'd love to hear.
Is that okay?
Absolutely, Mary.
So once you've started your baby journey, we have some wonderful programs that support that journey after your baby comes. One is a first-time baby group, first-time parent group, and that's lovely for first-time parents. It's almost like a PEPS class, and it's about 8 weeks long, and it talks about all the key things and the many questions and the many impacts on adults and relationships as they get to know their little one and take good care. We also have separate groups. We have a motherhood community group, and we have a dad's group. Great way for people to come together and talk about their challenges on the journey. And then I also want to mention our Parents as Teachers home visiting program.
Yeah, what's that all about?
It's kind of, it's sort of like, it's not exactly parent coaching because parents are pretty darn good parents, but it's about helping parents see the value of what they're doing and especially focusing on learning through play, how play is how children learn and how we help children develop through play. So it is a regular program. A home visitor meets with an individual family twice a month, can be for 2 or 3 years even. And every time they meet, they bring an activity. They bring information about child development at the next stage. And we also look at whole family well-being because that too, as you know, Tom, is so important to the well-being of children.
Oh, yeah.
So the work that you do around recovery, so critical for the little ones coming up. And I just want to acknowledge that work that people are doing with themselves to develop resilience, to develop recovery, and to create loving and safe homes for their children.
You know, that's a really good point, Mary. And I've talked to parents that they may have had issues with substance, might it be drugs or alcohol, and then they have a baby. And both parents end up becoming clean and sober and entering a world of recovery. Mm-hmm. And so they call that their miracle baby because it had it not been for that baby, upon themselves, they might not have had the courage or the strength or the incentive to make a positive change in their life with the substance abuse. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what, kids can be so healing in so many different ways. It's such a ripple effect. And it shows. I have clients that have little kids, and I'm convinced that kids pick up on the energy that's in the family. Mm-hmm. And that's what parent teaching parents, what did you call your class again?
Parents as Teachers.
Parents as Teachers, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they can vouch for the fact that little kids are a lot more receptive sometimes than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
And it gets into later in life, certain things might come out sideways in the kids' behaviors, and they stem from what's called adverse childhood experiences, another form of ACEs. And it's like, well, where did I start doing this? It's like, well, let's just deal with the issue at hand first, and maybe we can go back and see maybe where some of these things were taught.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just all about trying to create a community of support for parents with young children.
And Vashon really has probably more supportive opportunities than any other community I've ever been in before.
It's amazing.
It's so amazing. Mm-hmm. And Emmy, you play a major role in a lot of these things, just being able to get off the ground because of the work that you do with VYFS.
Well, a lot of it is funded through King County and Best Start for Kids programs, and they have amazing opportunities, funding opportunities, and we're eligible for many of them. In fact, I was going to ask Mary how the Help Me Grow Warm Connections program mm-hmm. is going, because that's from this year, that started this year and goes on for, is it a 2-year or 3-year? Might be a 2-year.
I don't quite remember.
I know it's at least 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then also your respite child care program that's new, brand new.
Thank you.
I wish we had when my son was little.
Yeah. What is that all about? What does that entail?
Mary knows all about it.
Okay. Well, first I want to mention Best Starts for Kids, which is a King County funding resource, and it's funded through property taxes, and it is renewed every 3 years, I believe, by us voters. And it is an amazing support for early childhood. The role of Best Starts for Kids is exactly that, getting kids off to a good start. And so programs all around King County are funded through Best Starts for Kids, including our Parents as Teachers program. And then, as Emmy said, we have a new program, Help Me Grow, which is it's focused on providing resources and connections for families with these young children. So the people that need help with housing applications, or they're getting their food stamps, getting health insurance for themselves or their children, finding the resources that they need. And this Help Me Grow is specifically focused on families with young children.
Ah.
And so it's wonderful for us at Family Place, particularly the home visitors, where we find somebody who needs to fill out a job application or make a resume or needs housing. We can actually refer them to Help Me Grow, and that those experts, shall we say, mm-hmm. will help carry them forward with those services that they need that we aren't necessarily the experts in. They are part of Vashon Youth and Family Services OASIS program, which is the resource navigation program, helping the wider community connect with resources in the community. This one is specific.
Yeah, break those barriers down, especially for families with young children. It's tailored for more compassionate approach, and also like to the end result, to follow through, because so many things can get dropped when you're a new parent mm-hmm. or just have kids in general. So this has a specialist that stays with you, you know, until you've completed everything you wanted to, you know, accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. Warm connections, as opposed to here's a phone number, good luck.
Go make your own appointment. You're on your own.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they really advocate for the change, and then they connect the person with the people that will actually make change for them.
With them, yeah.
And then help identify any barriers like transportation or, you know, an inability to show up at some appointments off island, that kind of thing. Like, what do they need to be successful?
Mm-hmm. And I know Vashon Youth and Family Services has also been an advocate for helping people that have doctor's appointments off island, maybe with a ferry pass or with assistance in making that happen, correct?
Mm-hmm. Which have really been so helpful to pregnant women who need to go off island almost every week toward the end of their pregnancies. Mm-hmm. So those medical vouchers and ferry passes are so helpful.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, when they hear about King County, all of a sudden, at least for those that don't live on the island like myself, they hear about King County, they think about downtown Seattle and Space Needle. And oftentimes they don't remember that even though we are a rural, remote location, we're still King County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're really lucky.
Yeah.
Because we're on an island just far enough away from all the,
Well, we have the taxes, so we kind of, you know, we get the benefits of King County, but we also have the taxes. So
you pay for it.
Yeah.
In one way or another. But you got to admit, the solitude and the little slower pace of life is so worth it.
Yeah,
being over here.
Agreed.
And all of the opportunities for help that we have here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So. And then we have some big gaps. For example, early childhood care mm-hmm. is a huge problem for families with young children mm-hmm. because there really isn't much available for children under 3 years old for preschool or for daycare. So, and it's very expensive. So this is the other program that Emmy mentioned that we started this fall, which is Respite Child Care, which is free Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons from 1:30 to 5 at Family Place. We're providing child care for children up, well, from about 12 months up to about 5 years old.
Wonderful. Boy, that really fills a gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could either make or break a family being able to maybe hold down a job, be able
totally.
To go to appointments that they may have, and maybe something as simple as just giving mom and dad a break.
Getting a break. Yeah. That's the respite part. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do have families that are using that, particularly like a single mom or dad, so they can go to work 3 afternoons a week. But just private things like going to your doctor mm-hmm. or your counselor, you know, that you can't really drag all your children along with you.
Running errands, getting yeah. things done. Yeah.
And having a quiet moment.
I have a question, Mary. Have you had requests for that program to extend to 5 days a week, or were you thinking, I know it's 3.5 hours for 3 days a week. Has there been discussion about extending it, or is it all based on funding? And I need to get to work?
Yeah, you need to get to work.
That's what I thought.
It's really based on funding.
Okay.
It is not covered by any of the grants that we currently have.
Okay.
So it is actually being funded through Vashon Youth and Family Services Funds.
Individual donors. Yeah.
And yes, all of the donation campaigns that you've been doing this spring.
Yep. And we're at 14,000 right now from the last, our spring appeal. And
fantastic.
From Give Big, we did pretty well in Give Big.
Yeah.
It was 8,000. So yeah, we've got some grants
wonderful.
Out there too, some foundation mm-hmm. grants that we've asked for assistance with this program. So our fingers are crossed, but we still need community support.
Yes. And it supports this program and also Vashon Kids, I understand.
Yes. That's
are both recipients of the spring campaign.
Yeah, we started the Vashon Family Support Fund, which includes the Respite Child Care at Family Place and also Vashon Kids Scholarships for families that their kids are referred through the school system that need extra support and social and emotional support that they wouldn't get necessarily at home or in the school setting.
Mm-hmm.
And Vashon Kids provides that. And this is for families that don't qualify for the subsidies yet can't afford the tuition. So this fund mm-hmm. is to cover them. And I think Delinda, the director there, said we have about 6 kids so far that have utilized that.
Wonderful.
That service. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and we'd like to keep that going for the future because we have this title might not be correct, but a intensive case manager through our counseling program that works with the school district for kids that are referred to Vashon Kids. And so this fund helps cover that, those kids.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
fantastic.
It's a whole family approach too. So there's a lot of resources that they can get connected to also through family, through Vashon Kids as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Question, what about our Spanish-speaking residents?
Ooh-hoo. I'm glad you mentioned that, Tom. A subject near and dear to my heart. We have amazing bilingual capacity at Family Place. We have 3-4 staff who are bilingual, including Lucia Armenta, who is the director also of the Caterpillar Spanish Immersion Preschool.
Okay, now, the Caterpillar, explain that.
Lucia Armenta has founded a little outdoor preschool at her home.
Oh.
What?
And it's called Caterpillar Farm. And it's a Spanish immersion preschool, but she's also the manager for our respite child care and also does one of our kaleidoscope play and learn play groups. So we have that capacity. And then Cindy Hernandez is a program assistant at Family Place, and she manages the other kaleidoscope play and learn program and works with many of the Latina families. Our motherhood group is fully bilingual. We have English and Spanish present, and we sometimes do simultaneous translation or back and forth or break into language groups. But it's really helping to break down the barriers, you know, the people that really want to talk to each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But have trouble doing it. We do that at our motherhood group, and it's really lovely.
And we're so grateful to our Spanish-speaking community on the island. We're such a diverse island, and we really, really embrace our people from other lands.
Yes. So a focus, as we talk about the resilience of families with young children, a focus is empowering parents. And so we do have an English conversation class every Tuesday evening at 5:30. I am the convener. We have wonderful conversations and learning. And then we have a monthly family dinner, Cena Familiar, for all of the Spanish-speaking families who want to come and have dinner together with conversation and fun for the kids. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I got to hand it to you for, Mary, is the fact that you also really honor a lot of these Spanish holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at the Las Muertes celebration you have with candy skulls and honoring the luminarias and all sorts of really great stuff that otherwise people just are not educated on. It. You know, if they're just the regular, I say regular Caucasians, but I mean, it's an educational process and we can all learn from each other.
It's a lovely sharing. We've done some community kind of get-togethers. So we did an enchilada cooking class.
What?
I missed that one.
Yeah. Darn. And we had a day when we made Mexican-style pickles.
What?
And also jam in the fall. So lots of fun ways for people to get together.
You know what I would love to see? Would be, I think it'd be kind of fun, a piñata-making workshop.
We did that.
You did? Oh, I should have known. Wow, I bet that was fun.
We did, and it was very, very fun. I got so excited my headphones fell off.
That's okay. It's an exciting program all the way around.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, I tell you what, we've already used up our time, and it does go fast. It always goes fast, especially with great guests like you two coming on, talking about a lot of the programs that VYFS provides. So Family Place, in case you folks don't know, it's the same place as the food bank is now, correct?
Yes, exactly. At the Methodist Church.
At the Methodist Church.
Right. But the playroom is right in the church.
Oh, interesting. Playroom's in the church. And for those of you, it's 19728 Vashon Highway, Southwest. And that's here on the lovely island of Vashon.
Could you just say a word? I believe there is an AA group in Spanish. Is that correct?
Actually, there is. And if you want the schedule of all of the 12-step meetings and other types of support groups on the island, just stop at the front desk at Vashon Youth and Family Services. They're bright yellow, and I print updated schedules every month. And yes, Spanish-speaking 12-step AA groups.
I believe it's on our website as well.
Exactly. In fact, Emmy, aren't you? You do the website, don't you?
No, that's Tiffany.
Oh, that's Tiffany, okay.
And Allison, yeah.
And so we do have updates on that quite often, so be sure to check that out. And I personally want to thank all of you for tuning in today to Adventures in Recovery. And I think we survived our first day on the new board here, folks. Ladies, you sounded marvelous. And pretty soon, we're going to be having televised podcasts here, so you will be also looking marvelous as well.
Oh, good luck with that. So,
it'll be lots of fun. Yeah. And folks, thanks again. Tom Walston, your host for Adventures in Recovery here on KVSH LP Vashon. Yeah.